The guards must have exchanged some kind of unspoken signal, because suddenly they both had their weapons trained on her.
Miss, please remove your blaster and set it on the ground. Slowly.
Tefeth did as instructed.
Miss, you need to come with us.
We go with you,
Tefeth said, trying to sound calm instead of like some raving lunatic.
But you send message to Grandmaster Shan. Tell her Theron sent us.
While the guard with the blaster rifle kept his weapon pointed at her, the other holstered his pistol and came over to collect her weapon from the ground. Then he gave her a quick pat down, careful to avoid the wound on her shoulder. To her surprise, he didn't slap a pair of stun cuffs on her, only took her by the elbow and led her inside the small structure in the middle of the spaceport, his partner following behind with his weapon still at the ready. It was clear they didn't trust her, but since she'd arrived in a Jedi Master's shuttle, they were hesitant to treat her like a common criminal. As Tefeth suspected, there was a turbolift at the rear of the structure, along with two chairs and a holo terminal. The only door was the one they had just entered, though there were two small windows on each of the side walls.
Sit down, miss, the guard at her elbow said.
Still hoping she could reason with them, she did as instructed.
Send a message to Grandmaster Shan,
she reminded him.
You promised us.
Just try to remain calm, miss. We'll get this sorted out.
Nothing to sort,
she said, rising up from her chair.
Call Shan!
The guard with the blaster rifle took a step back, weapon raised as the other came forward and grabbed her elbow again.
We'll put a request in through the proper channels,
he said, hoping to calm her while trying to guide her back into the chair.
Just sit down and relax. Someone is on the way.
Tefeth let her shoulders slump and bowed her head as she started to lower herself into her seat. Thinking she was resigned to her fate, the guard at her elbow relaxed his grip. Instead of sitting down, Tefeth spun free, yanking the pistol from his holster with one hand as she slid around behind him, using his body to shield her from the guard with the blaster rifle. At the same time, she grabbed his wrist with her other hand, twisting his arm up and behind his back while jamming the pistol against the side of his neck. It happened in the blink of an eye. The other guard didn't even have time to cry out in surprise before Tefeth had his partner at her mercy.
Let him go,
he said, raising his blaster rifle. Tefeth twisted her human shield's arm up even farther behind him. He grunted in pain as she peered at the other man from over his shoulder.
You go outside, close the door. Come back in, friend dies.
The guard hesitated, and Tefeth pressed her pistol even harder into her captive's neck.
Listen to her, he pleaded. Do what she says.
Keeping his weapon high, the other guard slowly backed up until he was outside the small building. He waited a moment, then ducked to the side and out of Tefeth's line of fire. She braced, fearing he would pop back around the corner to take a shot at her. But instead, the door slid shut as he hit the access panel on the outer wall. Tefeth shoved her captive in the back, sending him stumbling away from her. She raised the blaster and fired, frying the panel by the turbolift and causing the man to let out a sharp yelp as he dropped to the ground.